1027 Business with Michael Avery.
Transaction Capital delivered what he called a robust performance in the 2021 financial year. Core headline earnings from continuing operations just over R1 billion, up 27%. And that's from 2019's pre-COVID levels and up 264% if you're going to measure from the COVID period. Following the Competition Authority's approval of Transaction Capital's additional investment of just over 24% in WeBuy Cars, that was in early August, the group has been able to consolidate 74.2% of that. So earnings for 2 months of the 2021 financial year, though, we'll see that really bump up in the next financial. CEO of Transaction Capital, David Hurwitz, is on the line. David, as I said, you only consolidated 2 months, so we're going to see those full earnings showing up next year. You've upgraded guidance on monthly vehicle sales from 10,000 to 15,000 a month, and the Dome is said to become operational in December. US used car sales have started to normalize. What are your expectations for 2022?
Thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me on the show. I mean, from our perspective, we believe that in 2022, we can have a similar growth rate to what we've seen when comparing ourselves against 2019. So that would be both earnings and headline earnings in the high 20s, maybe touching 30% growth, which I think is a fantastic result, driven by a few things. Continued strong growth from WeBuy Cars. You know, in that business, we continue to see volumes growing really quickly as we expand both our physical footprint, which you've discussed, the Dome, as well as expanding our e-commerce capability, which allows us greater reach and a quicker turnaround time and more efficiency. And then as we penetrate finance and insurance revenues in, you know, when we sell our cars. So WeBuy Cars, I think, will continue on this growth trajectory. In addition, you correctly point out, next year we'll have earnings for the full year at just under 75%. Versus, you know, somewhere between the 49.9 for the 10 months and the 75 for the last 2 months. So that also gives us a bit of a good trajectory. Mm. And then in TCRS, in our collection business, again, the velocity continues. Our clients, being the banks and retailers, need our help in collecting. In addition, what we're doing is we're using our capabilities, not just to collect it, but to provide other services, customer-based services, customer care, etc., which I think actually we can do in South Africa for international clients as well and earn some hard currency. And then finally, the one business which is growing slower than the rest is expectedly the taxi business, where, you know, the taxi industry has not yet recovered fully from COVID.
Let's pick up on the TCRS story first. Pre-provision profit up 34% since 2019. Just interested in why that is. Is it just good book buying?
We did two things. First of all, we built provisions very heavily last year in COVID. I think we expected the impact on the South African consumer to be heavier or more severe than what we actually saw. So we did build a big provision last year, and we haven't really needed to or quite frankly been able to release any of that provision. And this year provisioning has, you know, been more normalized. But we have really seen what's really happening there is that operationally on the ground, the South African consumer is able to repay his debt. A big component of our payers are actually don't have formal employment. When we track through our databases, you know, where they're employed, they're in the informal sector, and that's been very resilient. And then, as I said, you know, banks and retailers handing over more and more for us to either buy or collect on.
Coming back to what you're seeing in WeBuy Cars, and just looking at your B2C, your e-commerce now 30%, I'd just be interested to know how much F&I is actually sold over this channel.
Of that 30%, about 27 or so of it is to dealerships, so us selling cars to dealerships, and the remaining 3% is to the consumer. We only really have a finance and insurance opportunity when we sell to the consumer. So at the moment, on an e-commerce perspective, it's very, very small. First of all, being sold to the consumer, and second of all, having penetration of finance and insurance as well. And that on the positive side, that shows a huge growth area. We have the capability to do it, that someone can buy a car completely virtually. They can log on the website, choose the car, choose their finance, choose their insurance, and actually have the car delivered. And I think what allows someone to do that, quite frankly, is two things. Number one, we've got these DECRA reports. So there's a high level of certainty as to the condition of the car without having to be there physically to inspect it.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, if you don't like the car, you can send it back and, you know, buy something else. So, you know, just like Takealot or anyone else. So that provides people with comfort to buy online.
Who would have thought we would have been talking here about buying a car online, fully financed, insured, delivered, and returned if you don't like it, just like you shopping on Takealot. My, how the world has changed, David. Now, I guess from a disappointment side, you were still saying that your transaction capital F&I products are going to be introduced in time. Perhaps would have liked some detail on that, because at current valuations, it looks like the market is assuming these products are coming on stream very soon.
You know, we are schooled in finance. That's where we've cut our teeth over the years. Myself and the founders of Transaction Capital, we've got a big car lending business in SA Taxi. And we believe that we'll be already quite far down the road. And we believe we'll launch our own principal finance offering definitely during the next financial year. We're not going to displace the banks. The banks will still participate in financing the younger cars, which is where banks like to operate. And we believe we can finance someone with a good credit score, but who is buying an older car that the banks typically, you know, aren't able to understand the value in that car. We can understand the value because we buy and sell older cars every day of the week. Well, 9 to 10,000 a month, quite frankly. So we're very comfortable to do that. And I think what that will do is it'll be a really attractive product, because this type of a guy who's buying an older car, if he needs finance, is being pushed into the unsecured lending sector. Yeah. He's borrowing 100,000 Rand at a much higher rate. And, you know, we believe there'll be good, strong demand for this product. Insurance will follow thereafter. So you know, but there's a long, you know, at the moment, only kind of mid-teen penetration of finance and insurance products when we sell a car. And, you know, that could be much higher.
That's proper runway for growth. And speaking of growth, you've seen your share price up over 100%, 112% up from the low 20s to 49s currently, and clearly one of the market darlings, as we've seen a huge recovery in so many SA-facing companies. That was Transaction Capital CEO David Hurwitz here on Hot Business.
Hot 102.7 Business with Michael Avery.